of the men who will play in this afternoon's ball game. The umpires right now at home plate are receiving the batting orders that we're about to give you. For Milwaukee, leading left will be Shandy at second base. Logan will hit second. He'll be at shortstop. Matthews will be hitting third. He'll be at third base. Then comes Hank Wood on the field. Hank Aaron in center field because Billy Bruton and Mantilla down at Pittsburgh ran together and each were injured on the play. All that means that they're going to be out for about 10 days. So Aaron's in center field. Wes Covington is in left. He'll hit fifth. Hitting sixth is Corey at first base. Papel in right field hitting seventh. Sawatsky the catcher. And the pitcher is Bob Buell with a record of 9-5. Well, the Brooklyn Dodgers leading off will be Neal. He'll be at shortstop. Gilliam will be at second base. Snyder will be in center field. And then hitting fourth is Elmer Vallow, the left fielder. Gino Cimoli in right field this afternoon hitting fifth. And Hodges at first base hitting sixth. Roy Campanella hitting seventh will be doing the catching. Don Zimmer hitting eighth. He'll be at third base. And Sal Magley will be doing the pitching. Sal Magley with a 3-2 record. And no record this year with the Milwaukee Braves. The umpire in chief behind the plate for this one is Ken Burkhart. Hal Dixon will be at first, and Ed Sudol will be at second, with Tom Gorman, the senior of the group, down at third. The Brooklyn Dodgers have come out to take the field here under ideal playing conditions. Warm, breeze blowing out toward right field. Just the kind of day you like to sit around the ballpark and enjoy the activity on the field. Enjoy being with the folks you like to visit with during ball games. Sal Magley getting ready out in the mound, is ready to fire his first pitch now, as soon as Ken Burkhart calls the first hitter up for the Milwaukee Braves, and that'll be Red Shandy. Calling up to the microphone now, speaking for Lucky Strike Company for the play-by-play, here's Vin Scully. Vin?
Thank you, Al, and good afternoon, everybody. Very pleasant day to you, wherever you may be, as the Dodgers and the Milwaukee Braves begin this doubleheader, or I should say, in series, one today and then tomorrow night. It's a great way to start a day off, isn't it? Say about 25 words and you're wrong already. Okay. Red Cheney's batting 302 with 9 home runs, 38 runs batted in. The redhead has hit in 10 straight games. Takes a pitch, it misses. Ball one, 1-0. Red Cheney, Johnny Logan, and Eddie Matthews. Lucky Strike, Lawrence Smoke Rings to you, wishing you the very best from Ebbets Field. 1-0 pitch is outside. Ball two, 2-0. Looks in to get a sign from Campanella. Shane Dean's waiting now, and Sal delivers 2-0 and gets it in for the strike. 2-1. Magley back again, 2-1. The pitch is felted high and deep to right field. Cimoli to the base of the wall looking up at it, and this one is out of here. Over the screen and gone. Chandings hits a 2-1 pitch over the screen into Bedford Avenue, and the Braves have picked up a run in the first inning. For Chandings, his 10th home run, his 39th run batted in, and he has now hit in 11 straight games. And the batter, Johnny Logan. John batting 263, and Magley serves him and misses outside. Ball one. Logan with 6 home runs, 27 runs batted in. Magley back again. The curve cut on and missed. 1-1. The Cubs and the Giants are playing a single ball game. Dave Hillman and Ray Crone in that one. It's not yet underway. Cardinals and Phillies play a doubleheader. And the Phillies are leading 3-0 at the end of two innings. Vaughn McDaniel against Kurt Simmons. 1-1 is a fastball at the hands. Ball two. 2-1. The Phillies got their 3 runs in the first inning as Rip Rafalski at a home run with 2 on. Though that's a big day at Philadelphia. The Cardinals and the Phillies in 2. Cincinnati and the Pirates will play 2. Logan swings and fouls the pitch away. 2-2. Alan Roth comes up with a very interesting note. Shane Dean for that leadoff home run in the first inning. It marks his first home run that he has hit here at Ebbets Field since 1952. And it's only the 3rd home run that Shane Dean has ever hit here at Ebbets Field. Magley delivers and a pitch is hit down towards short. Neal has to hurry, almost bobbles and still makes his play for the out. Oh, Logan goes out short to first, 1 out. continue with our score, Cincinnati at Pittsburgh. At the end of four innings, 1-0 in favor of Cincinnati, and Art Fowler. Swanson relieved by Perky in the first inning, and that's the first of two. The Yankees and White Sox will be playing two, not yet underway. Red Sox and Cleveland, the Indians lead 1-0 at the end of one inning. Baltimore, Detroit, Washington, Kansas City playing doubleheaders, but no reports. The batter is Eddie Matthews, hitting 303, and Magley's slow curve comes in and over for a strike, 0-1. Braves have a run here in the first inning on Red Chandine's lead-off home run. Eddie Matthews the batter now, and the strike one pitch to Eddie, missing just outside, 1-1. The Dodgers do not have a Matthews shift on. However, Charlie Neal has overshifted so much to his left that he is almost back of the bag at second. He's right on the fringe of the grass. Magley ready. Comes back and misses outside again, ball two, 2-1. Matthews with 18 home runs, 49 runs batted in. And then the big man, not only in the Milwaukee lineup, but in the league, Mr. Henry Aaron, on deck. Magley takes time for a moment, backs off the rubber. The 12th meeting between the two clubs, and the Braves have taken 7 of the preceding 11. Magley delivers, and the fastball is bounced down to Gilliam. Jim is up with it cleanly, throws to first, and we have two outs. And now, Mr. Henry Aaron. Well, let's see what Henry's done. He leads the major leagues in the most hits with 123, the most home runs, 28. The most runs batted in, 75. He leads the National League in batting average, 348. Swings a base hit just as easy as you please. Boy, what a hitter. Vallow gets the ball back in, and Henry Aaron is now hit in 15 straight games. Aaron also leads in most runs scored, 67. He's a one-man gang, Mr. Henry Aaron. Two hits off Magley here in the first inning. The Braves have a run. Two out on the batter, Wes Covington, hitting 287 with 5 home runs, 13 runs batted in. Wes, left-hand batter. Out on deck, Frank Torrey, another left-hand hitter. Magley throws to first. Aaron had a short lead and hops back on. Magley ready and set. Takes a peek at first and bends the curve. It's cut on and foul tipped away. 0-1. Both Felix Mantilla and Billy Bruton have knee injuries after that collision at Pittsburgh, and they're in bed over the weekend. Not supposed to stir at all till at least Monday. The strike one pitch to Covington. Fastball sliced down the left field line, going foul. That'll carry back into the crowd. Zimmer running down into the corner. Vallow coming over, but neither man had a play. 0-2 the count. The sun doing us a great favor, beginning to burn off the overcast now. We have some blue skies up above. And a very light breeze rippling out towards right. So if you're anywhere in the vicinity of the ballpark, come on out and spend some time with us. Shaping up as a pleasant afternoon, weather-wise. Strike two pitch. Fastball got him looking. Wes Covington with a shocked look as he turned around to look at Kenny Burkhardt and now walks away. In the first inning for the Braves, Red Chandine hit a home run. One run on two hits. Henry Aaron left at first base. There were no Dodger errors. And at the end of half an inning, the Braves have a run and the Dodgers will be coming up. Now we have a chance we'd like to point out. A group of over 400 here from the Burnside Center of East Hartford, Connecticut, enjoying the ball game today. And for all you folks along the Dodger Network, if you'd like to attend a Dodger ball game in a group with your friends, the man to contact is Jim Murray, care of the Dodgers. 215 Montague Street in Brooklyn. All right, bottom of the first inning. The Braves have a run, and the Dodgers now seeing what they can do against Bob Buell. Charlie Neal will lead it off, and Buell delivers fastball that's fouled back out of play. Charlie hitting 262 with 4 home runs, 24 runs batted in. Playing fine shortstop defensively, although his hitting has tailed off considerably. He's dropped around 14 or 15 points in the last few days. Neal, Gilliam, and Snyder. Buell trying to rub a few wrinkles into a new baseball now. Backs off the rubber. Eddie Matthews up about even with the bag at third.
Buell ready in the strike one pitch to Neal. Breaking ball outside. One ball, one strike. Bob Buell, 9 wins and 5 defeats. He is 3-0 against Brooklyn. The other pitcher with an honor like that is Bob Purkey. One runner, fastball, foul back to the net. 1-2. Lifetime, Buell with 14 wins and 6 defeats. Making his 11th start lifetime against Brooklyn here at Ebbets Field. Bob throws very hard. The control is always his problem, but it also represents a problem to the hitters. They don't like to dig in against him too much. He leads the league in most walks, 66. The 1-2 pitch, sharp curve, whacked down the left field line. That's going to be in there and go into the corner. Covington having to play the carom, and Charlie Neal will spin into second with a stand-up double. Neal doubling into left field corner to open up matters in the bottom of the first inning. Sawatsky went into the Braves dugout and changed gloves. The second pitch to Charlie Neal, I think, broke a webbing in the first glove, so Sawatsky made the change. All right, Jim Gilliam, batting .255, one home run, 17 runs batted in. He has hit in 12 straight games. Buell looks at second and delivers. Junior takes up high, ball one. Gilliam actually tried to keep his streak alive yesterday and had a base hit, but the ball game was washed away. It didn't count. Buell, another look at second. The 1-0 pitch. Gilliam belts it to right field, but back near the wall is Pasco to grab it for the out. Neal tags at second and alertly moves on to third. A nice base running play by Charlie Neal. Neal, instead of committing himself on the line drive to right, went right to the bag and held. And as Pasco caught it at the base of the wall, Charlie was off like a shot and made third base easily. So the Dodgers now have their potential tying run at third base with one out. And Duke Snyder the batter. The Duke batting .272 with 18 home runs, 45 runs batted in. The right side of the infield is very deep. Shane Deans, the wanderer out there, is out on the grass. Corey very deep. Third baseman Matthews is up. Snyder swings a high towering foul off first base. There'll be no play on the ball. It eventually goes back, catches the top of the roof, and goes out. 0-1. Charlie Neal at third base with one out. Last of the first inning, the Braves lead 1-0. On deck, Elmer Vallo. The strike one pitch to the Duke. Half swing, but he checks just in time, and the pitch is outside. One ball, one strike. Snyder started offer and just did check. And the Dodger fans begin that rhythmical applause now, trying to stir up a few base hits and some runs. Snyder swings a high twisting foul the other way down the left field line. There might be a play on this one. Coming over and trying to one-hand it. Two men, Logan and Matthews, tagging up as Neal. He'll score as Matthews throws to the plate too late. Charlie Neal ran a run-in for Brooklyn in the first inning. Both Logan and Matthews converged on the ball in the bullpen. Neal, who had been alert to go to third on a fly ball to right, was just as alert on that twisting foul. Bagged up and came over, and she's all tied 1-1. Charlie Neal aiding the cause a great deal. Some fine heads-up base running. He's all tied 1-1, two out in the first inning, and Elmer Vallo the batter. Elmer hitting .324. Buell delivers, sharp curve at his feet, ball one. The Braves are run on two hits, the Dodgers are run on one hit. The 1-0 pitch to Elmer, way high and outside, ball two, 2-0. It's a very tough play for Matthews. First of all, when you get down off foul ground, maybe 10 or 15 feet, it's sloping for drainage purposes. Eddie was also running away from the plate. Vallo lines a single to center. Aaron gets the ball back in, so the Dodgers continue. Vallo singles up the middle. Brave bullpen will stir immediately. And just about the biggest man you'll find in the National League gets up, Mr. Gene Conley. All 6'8 of him. The batter is Gino Cimoli, hitting .313 with 9 home runs, 36 runs batted in. Gino has been the most effective Dodger batter against the Braves this year. He's hit .359 against Milwaukee. Three of Gino's four home runs that he has hit at Ebbets Field have come against the Braves. Curveball is down low, ball one, 1-0. O'Neill opened up with a double, went to third on a fly ball to right, scored on a foul ball down the left field line, and now Vallo is singled. The 1-0 pitch, the fastball low, ball two, 2-0. Brave run came on Red Candy's home run. Well, Cimoli was singing 3-0 the other night and won a ball game for Brooklyn. The 2-0 pitch to him is taken just outside, ball three. Well, we'll see how Brooklyn plays it again. Cimoli up there with a 3-0 count. Looks to Billy Herman. Buell wanders off the rubber, now just as quickly as up on top. A 3-0 pitch to Gino, taken for the strike, 3-1. One pitch, cut on and fouled away, breaking ball at the knees. Full count to Cimoli, two out in the first inning of a 1-1 tie. Elmer Vallo at first base. Throw to first just to keep Vallo close to the bag. Lucky Strike sending it all to you on a pleasant Sunday afternoon. Vallo goes, a 3-2 or a high foul to the left of the plate. Sawatzky coming over. He has room. Matthews comes from third, but Sawatzky stays with it for the out. Cimoli fouling out the catcher, Carl Sawatzky. In the first inning for Brooklyn, thanks to some smart base running by Charlie Neal, the Dodgers pick up a run. One run on two hits, they leave a man, and there were no brave errors. The end of one inning of play, Milwaukee won and Brooklyn won. And just like that, here's Al.
Well, it's all tied up as we go to the top of the second inning with Torrey stepping up to the plate. Let's get right back to Ben.
Frank Torrey batting .271. Magley starts him with a curve and finds the corner for a strike, 0-1. Zach Weed must have been quite a man, you know. Played 20 years without ever being thrown out of a ball game. A gentleman. Torrey with three home runs, 21 runs batted in, will be followed by Andy Pascoe and Carl Sawatzky. Magley back with a pitch that's belted to right field. Cimoli running parallel to the wall, turns and has to play to carry him off the ledge. Torrey on his way to second. Cimoli's throw to second is not in time. Gets by Neal, but it's backed up by Zimmer. So Frank Torrey starts the Braves off in the second inning, doubling off the right field ledge. It makes a great deal of distance where that ball hits out there in right field. If it hits the screen, it comes straight down. If it hits the wall, it'll come back at you. But if it hits the ledge, it bounces high in the air, and all the right fielder can do is wait for it to come down, and that usually means the extra base. Dodger bullpen up in a hurry now. Sandy Koufax and Carl Erskine. Torrey at second, nobody out, and the batter Andy Pascoe hitting .279. Magley takes a peek at second, works the plate, and misses low, ball one. One tie in the second inning. Magley ready. The 1-0 pitch to Pascoe, sidearm curve that drops too low, ball two, 2-0. Sandy Koufax and Carl Erskine throwing in the Dodger bullpen here in the second inning. Frank Torrey has just doubled off the right field screen. On deck, Carl Sawatzky. Koufax and Erskine are easing up a little bit down in the bullpen. They've been throwing pretty hard, so they're about ready if they have to come in a hurry. Magley checks his sign. Sal ready. The 1-1 pitch to Bob Buell. High fastball that he reached for and didn't get. 1-2. Magley staring in. The 1-2 pitch to Bob Buell. Curveball got him looking. Magny now has three strikeouts. He strikes out Kowalski and Buell to close out the inning. And even though he gave up an opening inning double to Frank Torrey, he leaves him right there at second base. No runs ahead, a man left on. The end of an inning and a half, Brooklyn 1, Milwaukee 1.
And now we move into the last half of the second inning here at Ebbets Field with Hodges, Campanella, and Zimmer, and quarter past nine, Vin Scully.
Well, that's the time I bought the watch, and I'm sentimental about things like that.
Well, I could have said it all figures, Vin.
A 1-1 tie, bottom of the second, Gil Hodges, Roy Campanella, and Don Zimmer. Gil batting .308. He has 10 home runs, 39 runs batted in. Braves have worked the ball around the infield, and Mr. Bob Uhl is ready to do some pitching now in the second inning. Gil settling in the hitter's box. Don't forget Friday night, July the 19th, Gil Hodges night, and a twilight night doubleheader to boot. We certainly hope you'll be with us. Uhl ready and delivers to Hodges in for a strike on one. Tell you one thing about Gil, he's scared to death about Hodges night. Big, quiet, on the shy side. He doesn't like the idea of being in the spotlight. Fastball is in there, 0-2. Rube Walker gave him some wonderful suggestions, though, for Friday night. He told Gil he should be thrown out of the game at his first at-bat of the first game, then get thrown out before the second game starts, then he wouldn't have to worry about trying to produce in front of all his friends. You be there Friday night. The 0-2 pitch to Hodges, a little high, ball one, 1-2. Hodges, Campanella, Zimmer. 1-1 tie, second inning. Buell back with a sharp curve. Hodges swings and misses, and his bat goes all the way out towards short. So Gil strikes out. First strikeout for Bob Buell, and the batter, Roy Campanella. Campanella batting .236 with 12 home runs, 42 runs batted in. Works quickly. Sets his first pitch at the knees for a strike, and Campanella lets out a holler you can hear up here as he backs out, turned and really let out an anguished cry to plate umpire Kenny Burkhart. Buell's back again to strike one pitch outside, 1-1. Buell checking signs. Bob ready. 1-1 pitch to Campanella. Curve cut on and missed up around his eyes. Actually, Campy, I imagine, figuring the curveball would break more. And it stayed up there at the eyes, and 1-2. Buell back again. Fastball cut on, a high foul back of the plate. Kowalski lost it in the sun. Now comes charging back, and it drops in front of him. Well, that's a tough play for any catcher. Kowalski whirled and looked right up into the glare and couldn't find the ball, then made a belated start back towards the screen, and it landed about 3 feet in front of him. So Campanella has a life. One ball, two strikes. Campy backs out for a moment. He's in again. 1-2, the count to Roy. One out in the second inning, a 1-1 tie. Buell delivers 1-2. Fastball at the knees. Campanella caught looking, growling as he walked away. Well, Bob Buell has struck out two men. Shane Dean's 1-for-1, hitting .304, followed by Johnny Logan and Eddie Matthews. 1-1 tie in the third. The Braves a run on three hits, the Dodgers a run on two hits. Shane Dean settles in the hitter's box. Magley points to Hodges on the right side, alerting Gil, I imagine, in the event there might be a bunt. Magley delivers, and the first pitch to Shane Dean's over for a strike. 0-1. Zimmer up inside the bag at third. Magley back again with the strike one, and Shane Dean has to hop away, pitch at his feet. One ball, one strike. Just a light breeze blowing out towards right. Mag Bagley winds. The 1-1 pitch to Shane Dean. Cut on a line drive to left. Charging it is Vallow. Grabs it, goes to his knees, and holds on to it. A nice play by Elmer. Vallow came on as that sinking line drive into slightly left center. Caught the ball at his knees and tore out a big divot from the outfield, stumbled, went to his knee, and might have twisted his leg a little bit as he walks back to his position. Oh, we have one out. I'm Johnny Logan, the batter. Logan hitting 262. Bounced out short the first in the first inning. Wait till they let a roar out on what the Pirates have did, what the Pirates did in the fifth inning against Cincinnati. Five runs. It'll be Pirates 5, Cincinnati 2 at the end of five innings. The 1-0 pitch to Johnny Logan, a curve in for a strike, 1-1. But the Pirates have did. Oh. One and one. On deck, Eddie Matthews. Magny ready and delivers. Sidearm pitch, cut on, is a high pop fly in the very shallow left center. Snyder's calling all the way. He comes over and takes it. Two down. I think they're going to change the scoreboard and write on that Philadelphia thing. There it is. Phillies 5, Cardinals nothing at the end of 4. When he puts the 5 runs up for the Pirates in the bottom of the 5th inning, I imagine there'll be another roar. Eddie Matthews, the batter, 2 out, bases empty in the 3rd, a 1-1 tie. Matthews batting 302. Eddie bounced out 2nd to 1st in the 1st inning. Magley's fastball over for the strike, 1-1. Dow staring in. Now the strike 1 pitch. Change up when the balloon is way too high, 1-1. Staring in to get a sign. Campanella flashing it out to him. Down delivers 1-1. Fastball cut on a high slice fly ball to left field. Vallow coming on and calling. Waits now, backs up a step and takes it for the out. Oh, that's it for the Braves in the 3rd inning. 3 fly balls. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. At the end of 2.5 innings of play, Brooklyn 1, Milwaukee 1. Paulie Neal doubled in the 1st inning, right into the left field corner, and eventually came around to score the Dodger run. He's batting 265. Neal, Gilliam, and Snyder, the way the Dodgers stack up here in the bottom of the 3rd. Buell ready and delivers. Fastball a trifle low, ball 1. Braves and Dodgers at it again tomorrow night. Don Drysdale and Bob Trowbridge. Buell ready, and the 1-0 pitch to Neal. Breaking ball inside, ball 2. He's talking about Trowbridge. He's a fellow who's up in the air right now. Wife expecting a baby, and she went to the hospital today, and he is sure hoping that the baby will be delivered before he pitches tomorrow night. 2-0 pitch to Charlie Neal is down low, ball 3. Be pretty rough to have to go out there to the mound wondering about whether you're going to be a parent any minute or not and still have to concentrate on strikes, huh? 3-0 pitch. In there for the strike. 3-1. Neal started to go to first, then comes back. So Bob Trowbridge and Don Drysdale tomorrow night. Hope you folks will be with us. The 3-1 pitch to Charlie Neal. Cut on and missed. Strike 2, and he staggered under the backlash of his swing. He was cutting that hard. Full count. 1-1 tie, bottom of the 3rd inning. Neal, first man up. Full count pitch to Charlie, way outside, and low, ball 4. So Neal is on. The Dodgers like to use this weapon right now. Neal on the base pads and Gilliam the batter. We'll see if they play a little hit and run or not. The Braves have Eddie Matthews inside 3rd in the event of a bunt. Frank Torrey holding Neal at 1st, also ready to charge. One out, Neal holding at 1st, and here's Snyder. The Duke fouled out in the 1st inning, down the left field line. Eddie Matthews and Logan converging. That's when Matthews caught it and Neal came on over. Snyder batting 271. Takes the first pitch up high, ball 1. 1-0. End of 5.5 innings. The Pirates 5, Cincinnati 3. Phillies 5, Cardinals nothing at the end of 4. The 1-0 pitch to Snyder. Too high, ball 2. 2-0. The Giants lead the Cubs 2-0 at the end of an inning and a half. We're 1-1 here in the bottom of the third. The American League pretty quiet yet, for the Eastern teams are out west. End of this inning, we'll have a complete rundown of all the scores for you. 2-0 pitch to Snyder. Cut on is a high drive to deep center. Aaron goes back, now comes in a couple of steps, under it, and takes it about 4 feet from the center field wall. And back to first comes Charlie Neal. So Snyder shakes him up a little bit with a long out to center. Two down and the batter, Elmer Vallo, who singled to center in the first inning, batting 333. Elmer has done a fine job for Brooklyn, both as a pinch hitter and in starting assignments. In his starting assignments, he's appeared in 16 ball games, and in games where he has started, where he's had a couple of at-bats in each game, he's batting 365. Buell checks Neal. Now delivers. Neal goes. The curve is inside. The throw to Johnny Logan. Neal is out at second. So Charlie Neal out attempting to steal from Carl Sawatsky to Johnny Logan. In the third inning for Brooklyn, no runs, no hits, nobody left on. At the end of three innings of play, Milwaukee won and Brooklyn won. Now we'll get to the other scores.
Thank you very much, Vin. Hi, everybody. Mr. Big of the Milwaukee Braves coming up to the plate. Hank Aaron singled sharply to left field back in the first inning, so he has 1-for-1. Aaron, as Vin told you, leading the National League in about everything as far as hitting is concerned, batting at 350. Sal Magley on the mound, ready to go now in the top half of inning number 4. He'll pitch to Aaron, Covington, and then Torres. Magley takes a sign now from Roy Campanella. Swings into action, throws a curve in there that's over for a strike. No balls, one strike as we move in the fourth inning. Magley leaning forward now to get his sign from Campy. Delivers 0-1. Soft curve, punched back to the screen, foul. No balls, two strikes. The count on Hank Aaron. In case you tuned in with us late, the Milwaukee Braves scored first in this ball game when Shane Dean says the leadoff man. Hit a pitch over the right field screen out on the Bedford Avenue for his 10th home run of the year. And the Dodgers matched that one in the last half of the first, having Neal double. Pitch to the plate is low and outside to Aaron. It's counted the ball and two strikes. After Neal doubled, Gilliam hit a fly ball deep to right field. Neal tagged up and went to third. And then as Snyder fouled out deep behind third base to Matthews, Neal came in to score. Pitch is swung on by Hank Aaron. He counted two balls and one ball, two strikes. That's how it's been ever since. 1-1 between Milwaukee and Brooklyn. Hank Aaron, solid right-hand hitter. Magley, the master of the curveball, out there working with him. Shell comes down 1-2. Curve is snapped off outside. Two balls and two strikes. Where this ball game's going, sort of like waiting for the powder keg to blow up. Magley sets, delivers now 2-2, a curveball hit down to the left side. At shortstop, Neal has it deep in the hole, makes his throw to first, high, but Hodges has it. And that's all for Hank Aaron. A good, sure-handed first baseman can certainly save an awful lot of trouble. That's just what Hodges is. It's a pretty good target. Hitting left-handed now is Wes Covington. He was called out on strikes to retire Milwaukee in the first inning. One of the three strikeouts Magley now has. Left-hand hitter. Batting at 284. Takes a curve in there for a strike. No balls, one strike. Count on Wes Covington, Milwaukee's left fielder. He'll be followed by Frank Torres. Magley forward, hiding that ball behind his knee. Now delivers 0-1. The curveball is swung on and missed for strike two. No balls, two strikes. Yeah, The end of two innings. Chicago nothing, and the Giants have two. Magny delivers. Covington takes the pitch shoulder high outside. One ball, two strike count. We'll be keeping an eye all afternoon on St. Louis, Philadelphia, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. Magny delivers one and two now, and Covington swings and misses on a curveball for strike three. Magny hangs up number four. Two down here in the top half, fourth inning. The batter coming up now, Frank Torrey, who laced a double shortly to right field, hitting it high on the screen. He led things off in the second inning. Then Magny settled down to get Pafko on a ground ball and to strike out Sawatzky and Buell. Frank Torrey, left-hand hitter, batting at 275. Magny curves him and gets it in there off the fifth for a strike. Two down, no base runners, top of the fourth inning, score tied here at one apiece. Magly pitching to first baseman Frank Torrey. Comes back to him, the slow curve, and that's over the first strike. No balls, two strikes. Torrey, left-hand hitter, actually backed off to take that curveball, and it broke in right off the pitch. Cincinnati's picked up a run in the top of the sixth. Pittsburgh now leads in 5-3. Pitch in across the knees inside. Count on Torrey is the ball and two strikes. Two down in the fourth, no base runners. The Milwaukee Braves have batted in a single game here this afternoon at Ebbets Field. Tomorrow night, the same two teams will be at it. Slow curve, fell at the right field. Gino Cimoli going back, still going back. That ball's going to be up against the wall. It kicks away. Cimoli's after it. There goes Torrey on his way to second. The throw comes in, the slide. And Torrey is safely on a second. Well, Torrey's been up twice now, and he's doubled twice to right. That's at number four, given up by Magly. Now Milwaukee has a run on four hits. Brooklyn a run on two hits. Coming up now will be Andy Pafko, the veteran who is playing in right field. Now that Bill Bruton is on the shelf. Hank Aaron having been moved over into center field. So Andy Pafko has been tapped for right field duty. Andy came up in the second inning and rolled out to shortstop Charlie Neal, so he's 0 for 1. And batting at 276. Potential tie-breaking run on at second base for the Braves. Two down here at the top of the fourth inning. Frank Torrey carrying that possible run. Magny checks him back over the right shoulder, looks down at the plate, delivers to Pafko, soft curve, and Pafko pops it up back to second base, going back for it, and he cannot make the catch. He's getting him, coming on fast, right out of the blue is Luke Snyder to make a one-hand catch. But for the moment as all, Gilliam and Snyder were going to run together. The last moment, Junior fell away, and Snyder came charging on through to make a fine catch. No runs, one hit. One man left on, one away. Score at the end of three and one half innings of play. Milwaukee won and Brooklyn has won.
Bottom of the fourth inning of a 1-1 tie. Elmer Vallow, the batter, and right back to Al.
If you recall, in the third inning, Elmer Vallow was up at the plate when Neal was cut down for the third out attempting to steal on the throw from Sawatzky down to Logan covering at second. Now Elmer's in there, takes the first pitch across the knees inside for ball one. Elmer Vallow has one of the two Brooklyn hits. Single to center field in the first inning. Takes this pitch low for ball two. Two balls, no strike. Elmer's backed away from the plate, looks down back at third base, checking up signs with Billy Herman. Matthews comes up shallow at third. The old fastball is swung on. There's a high belt deep to right field. Back goes Andy Pafko. Back to the scoreboard. Leaps and makes the catch right up against the scoreboard. Nice leaping catch by right fielder Andy Pafko. Robs Elmer Vallow of perhaps extra bases. A one out in the last half of the fourth inning. And the batter coming up now will be Gino Cimoli, hitting number five in the Brooklyn order. He retired to side with a foul ball to catcher Slutsky in the first inning. Gino batting at 312. Buell drives the curve on him, and Gino lays off it, takes it outside for ball one. Delivery, fastball, trickled. On the third base side of the mound, coming in fast is Matthews. Bare hand pickup, no play. Cimoli beats it out for a base hit. Number three, given up by Buell. And now the Dodgers, with one out, have the potential tie-breaking run on the first base. And the batter coming up will be Gil Hodges. Hodges struck out in second, his only time at bat. He's 0 for 1, batting at 307. Cimoli, by the way, his left ankle is still swollen. Fouled a ball down off his left instep and ankle out of the All-Star game in St. Louis. He hasn't completely gotten over it. The pitch to Hodges. The curveball is low and outside. Ball one. Gil started to go and changed his mind. Cimoli with the lead off to first base. Frank Torrey holds the inside corner on him. Bob Buell, all set to go, checks that runner at first, delivers the plate now, and the pitch is over for a strike. One ball, one strike to count on Gil Hodges. Buell, who is always rough as far as the Brooklyn Dodgers are concerned, all set to go, delivers again, the pitch is swung on by Hodges and missed. A let-up fastball. One ball and two strikes. Gil digging in. Buell mopping the perspiration from his brow, these gloves. Now Cimoli takes his lead at first base. Check of the runner, pitch to the plate. Over. Called strike three. Well, Bryce Gill's been up twice. He has struck out. Strike out number four. Buell. Two down, one on here in the last half of the fourth inning. The batter coming up is Roy Campanella. Roy was called out on strikes in the second, so he's 0-1. The outfield playing Roy just about straight away, and they're playing him deep. Cimoli takes his lead at first base now as Buell goes to position. Delivers to Campanella, and the pitch is swung on. There's a high foul ball hit off the right field side. That'll fade into the crowd and go out of play. No balls, one strike on Campanella. Last half of the fourth inning, each side, one run. Milwaukee one run on four hits. Brooklyn one run on three hits. Over to the Polo Grounds. At the end of two and a half innings, the Giants still leading Chicago 2-0. At the end of five innings, it's 6-2, Philadelphia over St. Louis. Pitch to the plate to Campanella. It's high off the shoulder. One ball and one strike. The game between Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. At the end of five and a half innings, it's 5-3. Pittsburgh leading the Red Leg. Curve to Campanella, a slam foul off to the right of the plate. That's going over close to the crowd. It may go in. It does go in. One ball, two strikes. Count on Roy Campanella. The end of an inning in the American League. The Yankees nothing and Chicago nothing. Playing an important doubleheader at Comiskey Park this afternoon. For the 1-2 delivery on Roy Campanella. Two down, Gino Cimoli at first base in a 1-1 tie. Last half of the fourth inning. Bob Buell on the mound for the Milwaukee Braves in a pitching duel here this afternoon with Sal Magley. Cimoli takes his lead now. Buell to the top of the stretch. Comes set, delivers a curve, and Campanella faced there on two hops down to the left side. Logan up with it, plays it back to Shane Deese at second for the fourth out. On Gino Cimoli, and that retires the side. Here in the fourth inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, one man left on, and a score at the end of four full innings of play. It is Milwaukee 1, and Brooklyn has 1. Move to the top half of inning number five. Coming up for the Milwaukee Braves, our catcher Carl Sawatsky, who struck out in second inning, nearly followed by Bob Buell and that Red Chandy. One run, four hits for Milwaukee. One run, three hits for Brooklyn. Neither team has errors. Bagley ready to work now with Sawatsky, big left-hand hitter. Pitches to him a curveball that stays high off the face. One ball and no strike. Back. Sawatsky swings on it. It's a line drive foul off the first base side. That'll go into the crowd and go out of play. One ball, one strike count on Sawatsky. Bagley back with his 1-1 offering. Sawatsky after it, hits the ball down to the right side. It cams off the glove of Haju. Gilliam picks up, and the throw to first base to Magley covering is dropped by Magley. Now let's see how they're going to score. Hodges tried to backhand that ball. Couldn't hold it. Gilliam came up with it, fired to Magley covering, and it'll be an error charged on Sal Magley for not being able to hold across the first base. So Sawatsky's on. That'll be this afternoon's first error. Sawatsky running at first base and Bob Buell stepping in. Bob was called out on strikes in the second. Zimmer comes up shallow at third. There's a throw to first. Sawatsky is back. The Dodgers are of a mind that Buell will be up there trying to bunt, trying to sacrifice a runner along. He does try to bunt and misses the pitch for a strike. No balls, one strike. Bob Buell hitting left-handed. Facing Magley. Sawatsky not 2 feet a foot. On the first base. Now he leads off. Magley checks him, looks down at Buell, and turns and throws to first. Sawatsky hops back in. Buell batting at 0-5-4. 2-37 for the year, 0-1 this afternoon. Magley to the stretch. Delivers. The pitch is swung on. Missed for a strike. No pun intention that time. Buell was trying to go all the way. However, Don Zimmer, third base, still playing shallow. The outfield not too deep. Buell's no power hitter. I'm Magley set, looks over at Sawatsky. Comes set and delivers. There is the bunt attempt, and it's missed for strike three. Well, before we have chain beams up there, let's quickly pause for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO Albany, New York, the Capital District's most talked about station, with downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington. Correct WOKO time now, 5 minutes after 3 o'clock.
All ready to go here in the fifth inning. With one out, one on. Red Chandy's 200 to first and fly to left is up there. Swings on the first pitch, sends a bounder deep behind first. Hodges on a tricky hopper, takes his steps on the bag. That's all for Chandy's, with Kowalski moving on down to second. Now two down. Carl Sawatsky down at second base here, and coming up is Logan. At the end of three innings, Chicago nothing, the Giants have two. At the end of six innings, it's St. Louis two and Philadelphia six. 6-2, Philadelphia over St. Louis, and the Giants leading Chicago 2-0 at the end of three. Johnny Logan is the batter now for Milwaukee. He's rolled a short, he's flied to center. 0-2 standing in. 1-1 ball game here at Ebbets Field with Sawatsky on at second for the Braves. The pitch is swung on by Logan. There's a high foul ball drifting back near the stands off the third base side. Over is Zimmer. He can't get it. That's way back in. No balls, one strike. Top of the fifth inning. Milwaukee one run on four hits. Brooklyn one run on three hits. One error has been charged to the Brooklyn Ball Club. walk and a right-hand hitter standing in. Bagley all set, ready to go. Now on down from the mound. Looking the batter over. Now check Swatsky at second. Delivers the plate on the 0-1 count. And he snaps off curveball as low outside. One ball and one strike. The F&M Schaefer Brewing Company of Brooklyn. Mighty happy to be pouring it to you on this fine Schaefer day. Boy, it's a beauty. Hope it's just as pleasing and pleasant where you are. Sidearm curveballs reached for by Logan and punched out toward right field. Gino Simele hurrying over to the line, sees it fall foul into the crowd. One ball and two strike count on Johnny Logan. Two down in the fifth. Sawatsky, who drew a life at first base on Sal Magley's error, covering first base, and moved on over to second when Shane Deans grounded out to Hodges unassisted. Sawatsky on a second. The count is one ball and two strikes here on Johnny Logan. Sal Magley's ready to whip in that pitch. Down it comes, side on curve, over at the knees, called strike three. Strikeout number six for Mr. Magley. And here in the fifth inning, the error didn't hurt. No runs, there were no base hits. One error and one man left on. So at the end of four and a half innings of play remains, Brooklyn one run, three hits, and Milwaukee one run, four hits. Last of the fifth inning, Don Zimmer coming on, so let's get right back to play, and here's Al. All right, Jerry, Don Zimmer usually hits Bob Buell pretty well. Zimmer came up in the second inning for his first go at it this afternoon and drew a walk. So Zimmer standing in now. Buell delivers in, and Zimmer takes the pitch low and outside for ball one. Buell right back to him. Zimmer takes low and away again. That's ball two. Chicago batting in the top of the fourth inning over its Polo Grounds. And they're still at that. Have come up with four runs and leading New York now 4-2. Yeah, one thing about this race in the National League, you don't like what's happening, just you hold still a minute because it'll change. Fastball. The Zimmer's in for the strike. Two balls, one strike. Selection of a game can change in the twinkling of an eye. And the standings will change almost as rapidly. The end of six, Pittsburgh is leading Cincinnati 6-3. Low curve to Zimmer, ball three. Three balls, one strike. Zimmer will be followed by Magley and then by Charlie Neal. Starts to drop the batting order again. 1-1 the score, Milwaukee 1, Brooklyn 1. Battle between Buell and Magley. Bob's ready. 3-1's the place to Zimmer. The pitch is swung on and lined in the left center field. It's in for a base hit. Zimmer digging the first, makes his turn, and then holds up when Aaron comes up with the ball and fires it in quickly. Zimmer digging back for first. So Zim, sharp single to left center for the fourth hit of Buell. Now each side has one run and four hits. Coming up to the plate, Sal Magley, who was called out on strike in the second inning. Magley this year has one hit for 16 tries, batting at 0-63. Matthews up shallow at third. Torrey holding the runner at first will come charging in. They're expecting Magley to try a bunt. Draw the first, keep John Zimmer close. Last half of the fifth inning. There's a throw over to first base, but Torrey's off the bag. Had to come up shallow to take that toss. Time is called now while Magley backs away from the plate. They're expecting Magley to try to sacrifice Zimmer down to second. Down comes the pitch and the attempt to sacrifice the butt is back foul. No balls, one strike. The end of two innings, our first game of the doubleheader. The Yankees nothing and the Chicago White Sox nothing. The end of two. The end of six, it is the Boston Red Sox 2 and the Cleveland Indians have 1. Baltimore and Detroit, their first game at the end of two. It is Detroit 3, and Baltimore has won. Now the 0-1 delivery. Down it comes, and Magley chops at it, doesn't get it. Zimmer breaking, dives into second base. The throw goes down as Logan. It's in time, and they got him. Little Zimmer went in there head first. He looks cold power right now. Well, Zimmer out attempting to steal. Strike two, the count on Sal Magley. Well, the play goes from the catcher to the shortstop, covering 2-6 if you're putting it down in your book this afternoon. But one out here in the fifth inning. The bases are now empty. The count on Magley is no balls, two strikes. That ball is low and outside to Magley for ball one. The end of 6.5 innings, Philadelphia, leading St. Louis, 6-2. Served to Magley low, and that's ball two, and the count is two balls, two strikes. Magley waiting. Steele comes into him with a curve, and Magley swings and doesn't get it. Strike three, and that's the second out. Five strikeouts now for Bob Buell. Two down. The base is empty. Last half of the fifth inning, still 1-1 between Milwaukee and Brooklyn, and Charlie Neal coming along. Charlie doubled the left in the first, walked in the third. So his base hit has raised his percentage up to .265. Buell tries a curve on him and gets it in there for a strike. That game between Chicago and New York, the Cubs settled for four in the top of the fourth inning. Curveball at the knees, strike two to Charlie Neal. Bob Speak hit a home run in the fourth for two on, and Long hit one for Chicago, counting for the four runs. Rounding ball hit down to the right side. Red Chain Dean scrubs it, makes his throw to first to Toy, and Charlie Neal is out to retire the side. Oh, in the fifth inning, no runs, one hit for Brooklyn. There were no errors. Nobody was left on. Zimmer was cut down attempting to steal. Another score at the end of five. Full innings of play remains. Milwaukee won, and Brooklyn has won.
Into the top of the sixth inning in a 1-1 ball game. Eddie Matthews, Hank Aaron, and Wes Covington on for the Braves to face Magley. So back to action for Schaefer Beer. Here's Al.
Left-hand hitting Eddie Matthews is from 0-2 this afternoon. He has rolled to second base to Gilliam, and he's flied to left to Elmer Vallow. Magley down to him with the first pitch, and Matthews takes it low for ball one. One run, four hits for each ball club as we move along into the top half of inning number six. Magley pitches again. Matthews takes the slow curve in for a strike. One ball at one strike. First base coach Riddle of the Braves doing a lot of hoop and hollering and cheerleading right now. Connie Ryan is doing the coaching down behind third and flashing Fred Haney signs. Fastball is low and outside to a left-hand hitter. Matthews count is two balls and one strike. Eddie, by the way, batting at 301. Magley delivers now, 2-1. Curveball, low. 3-1 count. Jim Gilliam lugging up the hole between first and second, playing back on the rim of the outfield grass, and Charlie Neal is just on the third base side at second. Zimmer is up shallow at third and about 15 feet off the bag. Now he goes back a couple of steps. 3-1 pitch by Magley. Down it comes. In there at the knees for strike two. Got a full count now on Eddie Matthews. Three balls and two strikes. Magley, who in right can thread a needle, delivers. The pitch is swung on. There's a bounding ball to the right side. Gilliam has it go through his legs and out in the right field for an error. And digging for second base as Simoli makes the throw in is Eddie Matthews, who makes it standing up. That ball did not come up. It hugged the ground and went right through the legs of second baseman Gilliam. Matthews. Pretty good scoring position, second base. don't too often see Jim Gilliam have something like that happen to him. Hank Aaron coming up. He's singled and rolled out to shortstop. He's one for two. He's the National League's leading everything just about in hitting. Magley pitches to him, and the curve is low for ball one. Game time. This guy, Hank Aaron, was leading the majors in hits, home runs, runs batted in. And he led the National League in percentage. 348. Right now, sitting at 349. He's hit safely in 15 consecutive ball games, including today's game. Magley to the top of the stretch. Delivers curveball and is over to knees to Aaron. The count is one ball and one strike. Down in the bullpen for the Brooklyn Dodgers, left-hander Johnny Ponder's up and starting to throw. Well, I guess Pittsburgh couldn't stand prosperity playing against Cincinnati. The Red Legs have just come up with six great big runs in the top half of inning number seven. That takes the lead from Pittsburgh. Shot on curve to Aaron is swung on, hit down to the right side. Gilliam's got this one. His play will have to go to first base to Hodges. Matthews moving over to third. So the possible tie-breaking run can be scored on a sacrifice fly as Wes Covington comes up to the plate. He twice has been up and twice he struck out. Batting at 281. At the end of six and one half innings at Pittsburgh. It's Cincinnati 9. Pittsburgh has 6. Thank you. Wes Covington, a left-hand hitter. Matthews at third base, infield up tight. Pitch the plate is swung on. A bounding ball to Neal. He looks to runner back to third, makes his play over to Hodges. There's the second out. The batter will be Frank Torrey. Left-hand hitting first baseman, a Brooklyn product. That's been up twice for the Braves today. Twice he's doubled off the right field wall. Hitting at 279. Infield now goes back on the right side deep. Zimmer still playing shallow at third to hold Matthews as tightly on as he possibly can. It's a 1-1 ball game, and Magley in trouble here in the top of the sixth inning. Trying to pitch his way out of it. Johnny Padres backing him up down in the Brooklyn bullpen. Troy is ready, so is Magley. Down comes the pitch, and Troy takes it shoulder high outside for ball one. Magley taking a little time now as he grinds that ball around, palms of his hand, puts his glove back on, looks over at Matthews, now looks down at Troy, delivers him 1-0, and the curveball is in for the strike. One ball and one strike on Frank Torres. Stands about three quarters deep at the plate. Straightaway stands, holds that bat down almost to the knob. Looks at a curveball, and that's outside. Two balls, one strike. Sorry, getting his feet planted. Magley looks forward, gets a sign from Campanella, then takes a quick glance over at third base. Matthews delivers 2-1 to the plate, and Corey swings on the pitch, hits a ground ball to first. Hodges is up with it, the race is on, and Hodges wins it. Well, Magley gets out of this one. Here in the sixth, no runs, there were no base hits. One error, and it was a man, Matthews, left at third. So the score at the end of 5.5 innings of play in this ding-dong battle. Milwaukee won, and Brooklyn has won. Jim Gilliam up at the plate now, ready for the first pitch from Buell, and he takes the curve in for a strike. Buell right back. Gilliam takes this one. That cost him two. No balls, two strikes. Two delivery. Fastball, shoulder high outside. One ball, two strikes on Gilliam. Doggett doesn't know it. He's going to do the fishing. I'll take care of that sheep. One-two pitch swung on by Gilliam, lifted out into a very short left field, going back to shortstop Logan under it and makes the catch. So one out here in the last half, sixth inning. The batter will be Duke Snyder. Snyder is fouled out to third base, and he's flat center field. 0-2, batting at 270. Ball game all side, one apiece, each side with four base hits. Fuel wheels in that pitch. The curveball is inside off the belt. One ball and no strikes to Duke. Outfield fan to right and deep. Right side of the infield deep. Fuel pitches a lot of fastball. Swung on a foul tip. That hits Sawatsky, I believe, in the meat hand. One ball, one strike. Snyder being very solicitous. Walks back and talks with Sawatsky. About ready to go. Buell has a new ball. Shot is one ball, one strike on Snyder. One out here in the last half of the six. No base runners. Score tied at 1-1. What a dandy going here. Buell delivers 1-1. Snyder looks at it. It's outside. Two balls, one strike. Well, the Giants came up with two runs in the fourth inning. Drop that ball game at the end of four. 4-4. At the end of the sixth inning here, the end of the top inning, Jerry will have all the scores for it from the Schaefer scoreboard. Buell delivers a curve, and it's high and outside. Ball three to Snyder. Now to 3-1. Buell ready. 3-1 to Peyton Snyder, takes a whack at it. It's a high pop-up. Right back to second base. Red Shandy back there, and so is Logan. And Logan comes on the first base side of second to make the catch. Another two down here in the sixth inning. With Johnny Logan, both put out. Elmer Vallo wrapped the ball in the center field for a single in the first inning, and then flied deep to right field. Andy Pasco climbing the scoreboard to rob him of a base hit. Homer batting at 329. Left-hand hitter. Buell comes in to the plate with a fastball. Swung on and fouled away. Thrown back into the crowd. No balls, one strike. Tugging at the peak of the cap, steps back in, gets himself set in batter's box. Buell ready to work to him. The 0-1 pitch, fastball, and Elmer fouls it back. Apparently, that's left leg that Elmer injured slightly. Chasing a fly ball and making a fine catch earlier in the ball game is giving him a little bit of trouble. When he swings that bat now, sort of staggers a little on it. Vallo back in. Buell ready to make the 0-2 pitch to him with two down here in the bottom of the sixth inning. There are no base runners. Score 1-1. Buell to the plate for the fastball. In across the knees. Ball one. Elmer checks up in time on a fastball. Takes it low. Side to swing. Two balls, two strikes. Should Vallo get on, Gino Cimoli is on deck to go next. Elmer Vallo, one of our Schaefer Award winners of the week, swings and foul tips this ball. Pops out of the middle, Sawatsky. So Elmer's still up there. Schaefer Award winners of the week, Elmer Vallo and Big Don Newcomb. Has played some fine ball ever since he's had the opportunity to get in there. Swings on this pitch and drags it foul down the first base side. Torrey backhanded. Two balls, two strikes. Two outs, nobody on. Last of the sixth inning. Bat-wise, 16 games as a starter. Elmer Ballo hitting a fine clip of 365. 2-2 pitch to him now, and he takes it low for ball three. Full count. Buell, a visit to the rosin bag. Now he's ready to make his 3-2 pitch on Elmer Ballo. Down it comes. Elmer takes low, ball four. And before we have Simoli up there, let's pause for station identification. This is the Brooklyn Dodgers Radio Network. Peter.
Dial 1460 WOKO Albany, the Capital District's most talked about station, with downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington.
Gino Simoli is fouled out. And he hit a slow trickler up the third base line, which was good for a base hit back in the fourth inning. Ballo leads off first. Buell tries the plate with a curveball, and it's low and outside to Simoli for ball one. Gino hitting a 3-14. 1-1 the score. Buell's fastball is low outside. That's ball two. Simoli looking around to check up now with Billy Herman, coach at third. Elmer Ballo, standing right now on first base, will take a lead just as soon as Buell steps up to the rubber. Now Buell's ready. There's the lead at first. The 2-0 delivery to Smoley, swung on, hit off the end of the bat, trickle up the first base side. Torrey has it. He'll make the play all by himself. And up he ties the try. No runs. There were no base hits in the sixth for Brooklyn. A walk to Elmer Ballo left the man at first base. There were no errors. The score at the end of six full innings of play now. It's Milwaukee 1 run, 4 hits, no errors. Brooklyn 1 run, 4 hits, and 2 errors. Got their hits, runs, and errors every play. So let's get over to Jerry and check up on all of them.
Chicago 4, the Giants 4 at the end of 4. Hillman and Kaiser for Chicago. Crone and McCormick for the Giants. Long and Seekholman for the Cubs. Lockman and Thompson for the Giants. First game of a doubleheader, St. Louis is Philadelphia at the end of 7.5 innings. It's Philadelphia 6 and St. Louis 2. Juan McDaniel, Merritt, and Schmidt for St. Louis. Simmons all the way for Philadelphia. Nebolski and Boucher home runs for the Phillies. The Red Lakes came up with 6 in the 7th inning and lead the Pirates 9-6 at the end of 7 innings of play. Fowler, Gross, Acker, Freeman for Cincinnati. Swanson, Turkey, Flandin, Law for Pittsburgh. And no home runs in that ball game. Despite a 9-6 ball game, first game of the Twin Bill. White Sox 1, Yankees nothing, end of 3 out of Chicago, first game of a doubleheader, Pearson Champ. Boston, Cleveland, 2-1 Boston, the end of 7 innings to play. Nixon and Lemon. Williams' 24th home run in the 6th inning with none on. That's the first of a doubleheader. In the first of 2, Baltimore 2, Detroit 3 at the end of 3.5 innings. Brown against Heft. Kell and Heft have home runs. Washington plays at Kansas City. The ball game has not started. Fastball against Garver. Well, Al, that's all from the shape of scoreboard, so let's get back to the action, and here we go.
All right, Jerry, we step into the top half of inning number 7. All tied up at 1 apiece. It'll be the last third of the Braves' batting order. Leading off in the inning will be Andy Pafko, the right fielder. Swings on the first pitch, hits the trickler up the third baseline, foul. Pafko has grounded the shortstop. He's flied to center. Fashion pitching duel here this afternoon between Sal Magley and Bob Buell. Magley delivers and Pafko swings, rips it up the middle into center field for a base hit. Well, Pafko is on. Snyder up with the ball, fires in quickly to Gillian covering at second, and Pafko holds on. Hit number 5 for the Braves off Sal Magley. Now coming up will be Carl Swatsky, left-hand hitting catcher. Sitting out here in the bright, brilliant sunlight on this fine Schaefer day, 20,871. Paid admission. Carl Swatsky looks as though he's dived into somebody's swimming pool. Wearing those tools behind the plate today is a pretty warm occupation. That gray uniform certainly does show the perspiration. Oh, Carl standing in now. He struck out. He's been a base runner on an error. There's a throw to first. That keeps Fasco close. Down in the bullpen, left-hander Johnny Podras, right-hander Eddie Roebuck up and starting to throw. Magliaretti turns and throws again to first base. Fasco again in ahead of it. Ostrowski, who's stepped away from the plate, is back in. Takes his stance. Madley to the stretch. Down comes the pitch, and Sawatsky takes the slow curve in there for a strike. Falco, a short lead at first base now. Magley whips the pitch down to Sawatsky, and just low. One ball, one strike count. Plate umpire Burkhart started to come up with that right hand and then suddenly held it. One and one is the count on Sawatsky. Nobody out, one on, top of the seventh. 1-1 the score. Magley checks Fafco at first, delivers the plate. Sawatsky swings and pats it up in foul ground. Off to the right of the plate comes Roy Campanella and also first baseman Hodges. It's Hodges who makes the grab over near the stand. And Fafco holds on at first base. One out at the top of the seventh inning. The batter now will be Bob Buell. Bob, who has never completed a ball game here at Ebbets Field in his lifetime, pitching himself quite a game this afternoon. He's going to hit right-handed this time. He's tried it left-handed, hasn't gotten any place. He's going to try it right-handed now. I guess you wouldn't actually put him down as a switch hitter. This time, most anything, get a base hit. They're expecting he may be trying to sacrifice. The throw goes over to first base, but Hodges is off the bag. Returns to the mound. Same thing happened with Zimmer, if you recall, in the fifth inning, and they finally got him attempting to steal. There is the attempted bunt, and it's fouled back, right off Campanella's left corn. Right down off his foot. No balls, one strike is the count on Bob Buell. We're in the top of the seventh inning, one out. Andy Pasco, having singled up the middle, is on at first base. Giving the Braves the advantage as far as the hits are concerned. They have five of them. Brooklyn has four. Now Magley ready. Looks at Buell and delivers to him, and Buell squares off twice. The bunt pops it up. A bunter up and falls down, and it's grabbed by Zimmer to throw to first base. Gilliam is in time, and they double him off. Attempt to sacrifice is popped. Zimmer coming on to make a nice play. And a quick throw over to first base to get two. Gilliam covering there alertly. So in the seventh inning, no runs. There was one hit. Thanks to the double play, nobody left on. There were no errors. And the score at the end of six and one half innings play. Brooklyn won. Wouldn't you know it? Milwaukee won. Talk to us, Jerry. Talk to us.
Okay, Al. You've seen it, haven't you, fans? A fellow tries to stretch an important single into a double, and whammo, he's tagged out. Well, you might say out is a very sad thing to be. Well, that sure goes for Schaefer Beer, too. Man, you just never want to be out of Schaefer. Nothing takes its place, because Schaefer is beer at its best. It's brewed only of rich barley malt, tangy hops, and other fine natural ingredients. Then you add to that the brewing skill the Schaefer people have developed through 115 years of experience, and that's it. That's Schaefer beer. The one beer that gives you the light, zesty, satisfying flavor you want, but don't always find. You see for yourself. Try a tall, cool, foaming glass of Schaefer. In fact, for real convenience, ask your home distributor to deliver a case of Schaefer right to your door. You'll agree, it's real beer. Well, the fans here enjoying the seventh inning stretch as we go to play last of the seventh. Hodges, Campanella, and Zimmer on to face Bob Buell. So let's get back to play, and here again is Al.
Gil Hodges has been up twice. He has struck out both times. Hodges, Campanella, and Zimmer. What a play little Zim made a few minutes ago. Looked as though that ball was going to be in foul ground. Just there, off to the right of home plate. Zimmer was right there to make that play. Quickly.
Bob Buell now to pitch to Gil Hodges. This is his first one in there, and Gil slams it out to center field. Aaron coming on in a big hurry, can't get to it, and it drops in for a base hit. Hodges comes along with a single to open the seventh. Hit number five off Buell. Now each side has a total of five base hits. One run, five hits for each club. Roy Campanella has struck out, and he's forced a man. He's 0-2. Time is called by Red Chandy. Comes in, he wants to talk to Bob Buell. There's some activity down in the bullpen now for the Milwaukee Braves. Looking over on the other side, we see activity in the Dodger bullpen. Johnny Podras up throwing. McMahon is up throwing in the Braves bullpen. Don McMahon, a big right-hander. Roy Campanella digging in now. Hodges leading off the first. Buell comes down to the plate. Campanella squares off, fluffs the bunt, takes the pitch outside. Ball one. Regardless of who gets it here this afternoon, that go-ahead run is going to be awfully important. The runs are just about as scarce as hen's teeth. Down comes the pitch. Campanella bunts down the third base side. Matthews comes in, plays the slow roller. He fires the first to Shane. They get Campanella. The sacrifice works. And Hodges moves on down to second. Very nicely placed bunt by Roy Campanella. Coming up now will be Don Zimmer. Don ripped a single to left center field in the fifth inning, giving him one for one. Game's all over between St. Louis and Philadelphia. Vaughn McDaniel lost one this afternoon as Philadelphia's Kurt Simmons won it. 6 runs, 7 hits, no errors for Philadelphia. St. Louis, 2 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. Well, Brooklyn can pick up some ground here if they're able to pick this one up. Zimmer swings on the pitch and hits it right back to the mound. Buell's got it, fires to first base after a look back at second to hold Hodges. There's the second out. Jim sort of topsy swing, rolled an easy one back to the mound. Well, there are two outs now in the seventh inning. Sal Magley is due to be the hitter, but it's not going to be Sal. It's going to be Sandy Amorose. Johnny Podras in the bullpen will come on to work in the eighth. Sandy Amorose comes on, batting for Sal Magley in the last half of the seventh inning. So Magley in pitching seven has given up one run and five hits. He passed nobody and struck out six. Check up here and see what Sandy Amorose's record is as a batsman. He's hitting a 269. 3 home runs, 10 runs batted in. Sandy standing in now. Gil Hodges at second. Two down in the last of the seventh inning of a 1-1 tie. Buell delivers. Amorose takes. The pitch is low. Ball one. Don McMahon throwing even harder now down in the Milwaukee bullpen. Rogers has concluded his warm-ups. He's coming on down to the Brooklyn bench. Pitch to Amorose. Low. Ball two. The pitch in there is a high curveball off the shoulder. Down to Amorose count, 3 balls, no strikes. A 1-1 tie. Gil Hodges, who opened the seventh with a single, was sacrificed down to second by Campanella. Then had to hold there. Zimmer topped his swing and thrown out the Buell for the second out. Pitch to Amorose, over. That's strike one. 3 balls, 1 strike. Field of the stretch, checks the runner, delivers. Amorose takes the curve right under the letters for strike two. Sandy's tried to go off the first base. Ken Burkhart's call, moving him back. Last playoff pitch. Two down, one on, 3-2 count on Sandy Amorose. Down comes that pitch, and Sandy after it hits a high pop foul. Coming back to the plate, Burkhart was in the way for the moment. Kowalski still chasing that foul ball, and now he's got it. Well, Swatsky actually pushed Burkhardt out of the way.
Well, the inning is over. And for the Brooklyn Dodgers, no runs, one hit. Hodges single up the middle in center field. He was left at second base. Fifth man to be left on here for the Dodgers. There were no errors. Score at the end of seven. Milwaukee won, and Brooklyn has won.
Reminder, these same two clubs play here tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, and Tuesday and Wednesday nights it'll be the Cardinals with a series finale on Thursday afternoon. So the Cardinals in for three. The Cubs come in for five beginning Friday night. And that doubleheader Friday night, a single game on Saturday, and a week from today, a doubleheader against the Cubs. All right, we go to the eighth inning in a 1-1 ball game. Johnny Podras on the pitch. Sandy's coming on the bat. Back to the microphone. Here's Al.
Well, here's the situation on Johnny Podras. It's his ball game now to win it or lose it. He's 6-3 with the league this year. He's 0-0 with the Milwaukee Braves. And a lifetime, he's 0-1. So he has never beaten the Braves. Let's see how he makes out as he pitches to Red Shane Dink. First pitch is a fastball outside for ball one. Podras back to him. Shane Dink drops the ball right back to Podras, who knocks it down on the line drive. Picked up close to first. That ball almost hit Podras in the rip. Shane Dink is out. One away in the top of the eighth inning. The batter is Johnny Logan. Logan is 0-3 this afternoon. He's rolled to short. He's flied to center. He's been called out on strike. Rogers ready to go. Delivers to him. Gets the fastball in at the knees for strike one. Johnny signs up for the pitch with Campanella. Throws that big change up and it's low. One ball and one strike. Logan crosses at the plate. Podras serves it up, and the pitch is in there for a strike. One ball and two strikes. One out, the top of the eighth inning. Tied up ball game at 1-1. Podras checking around, looking at his infield. Now he's outfield. Let's see what Eddie's done today. In the first inning, he rolled out to second baseman Gilliam. In the third, he retired to side with a fly ball to left field to Elmer Vallo. And then in the sixth, Gilliam had his ground ball squirt through his legs for two base error. Matthews moved around the third, but there he died. As Magley then pitching, got the next three men. Swings on the first pitch and hits a high foul ball off the third base side. That's going over to the crowd and goes out of play. Strike one. Down on Matthews. Digging in. Johnny Podras in relief of Sal Magley. Delivers 0-1. Slow curve is low. One ball and one strike. Each ball club here, one run, five hits. Each ball club is left five on. Podras delivers a curve, backing Matthews away. Ball two. Two balls and one strike. Ready to go again. Starts his motion. Delivers on the 2-1 count. Fastball. It's left on the line to Gilliam, who spears that ball for the out. Ball was really nailed. No, but Gilliam stayed right with it. Well, in the eighth inning for the Braves, they go down with nothing across. So at the end of 7.5 innings of play remains Milwaukee 1 and Brooklyn has 1. Well, tell me, Jerry, how's the weather over there where you are?
I don't know, Al, but I think out there someplace making up for a great, big, beautiful sunset, maybe, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, whether or no, if you'll pardon the pun, you can all have the gold of the afternoon sun right in your hand. And all the cool whiteness of a bank of new-fallen snow, too. All you have to do is flip the cap off a bottle of Chaser and let it pour into the glass. Golden liquid, snowy white, color of foam. They're yours in every single glass of Chaser. And more than just good looks, they're yours too. Because Chaser's the beer that's brewed for enjoyment. One good swallow of Chaser and you'll see what I mean. You'll see what flavor really is. How the light and lively zing and zest of truly great beer comes through to you. You make it Chaser to celebrate the end of the day. It's real beer. Well, Al, let's go along now. Last half of the eighth inning, the 1-1 ball game. Neil, Gilliam, and Snyder. Ready?
I'm ready, Jerry. Let's pick up Charlie Neil now as he steps up to the plate. Neil doubled in the first inning, walked in the third, and grounded out in the fifth inning. So he's 1-for-2, batting at 264. Bob Buell getting ready to make the first pitch here in the last half of the eighth inning. Down comes that first pitch, slow curve, and it's over. Right under the letters for strike one. Matthews up shallow at third. Fast ball, laid in there way outside. One ball and one strike now on Charlie. Jim Gilliam will follow, and then will come Duke Snyder here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Schaefer sending you all the action. Buell delivers low into the dirt. Two balls and one strike. Buell starts his motion. Down comes the 2-1 delivery, swung on by Charlie Neal and fouled off. Two balls, two strikes. Yes, sir, this has been quite a game. Ever since Milwaukee and Brooklyn scored their runs in the first inning. Both pitchers have been in and out of trouble. Magley having been relieved by Padres in the eighth. Padres had no trouble with the eighth inning. Got Shane, Hogan, and Matthews in order. Buell had trouble in the seventh and got out of it. The pitch to Charlie Neal was swung on and laid back foul. Two balls, two strikes. Charlie Neal, a right-hand hitter, straightaway stands, leans over the plate. Buell looks down at Sawatsky, gets a sign from Carl. Ken Burkhardt down over the left shoulder to get a good squint at this 2-2 delivery. In it comes, low and outside, ball three. Three balls, two strikes on Charlie Neal. Gilliam hanging around to go next. 3-2 pitch, inside and high, right under the chin, ball four. Fourth base on balls given up by Buell this afternoon. And the Dodgers have the tie unlocking run at first base now in Neal and Gilliam coming up. Jim is on 0-for-3. Slide to right, he slides to center, and he spots the shortstop. Cincinnati defeats Pittsburgh. Final score 9-6. Freeman won it, Glenn lost it. Cincinnati, 9 runs, 14 hits, no errors. Pittsburgh, 6 runs, 12 hits, 3 errors. Down comes the pitch to Gilliam, and he bunts that pitch back toward the mound. Off his field, he fields it back to the second baseman covering. Gilliam is out, the sacrifice works, and Neal is at second. Coming up now is Duke Snyder. Don McMahon gets up and starts to throw again down in the Milwaukee bullpen. Duke Snyder is fouled out. He's flied to center, and he's popped to short. Batting at 269. Charlie Neal, very fleet of foot, and smart base runner, leads off at second. The pitch to Snyder is high off the face for ball one. Eddie Matthews playing in shallow at third to guard third in the event that Neal should come scooting down that way. Down comes the pitch, Snyder swings and doesn't get it. He was really after it. One ball and one strike count on the Duke. With one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning in a tied up ball game at one apiece. Beachside. With one run and five base hits.
Buell ready. Delivers 1-1. Snyder hits the dirt. Low bridge. 2 balls and 1 strike. Yeah, the pressure's starting to pile down here on the shoulders of the athletes now. Just you relax, though. Take it easy with a good, cool glass of Schaefer. We'll see how this turns out. 2-1 pitch. Snyder swings and doesn't get a slow curve. That's strike two. Two-strike count on Duke Snyder. Charlie Neal with one out is at second base. He walked. Gilliam sacrificed him down there. Now they 2-2 pitch on Duke Snyder. Buell checks that runner at second, delivers the plate. Snyder swings and trickles it up the first base side, and it goes foul. Out stays. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Duke Snyder. Mavallo in the hitter's circle to go next. Bob Buell, a visit to the rosin bag. Trying to keep his pitching hand dry. It looks like somebody turned a fire hose on him. Now the 2-2 delivery. Snyder waggling the bat. Charlie Neal at second, leads off. Curveball is hit down to the right side. Chain deep in front of it, up with it. His players go to first to Torre. Snyder is out. Neal moves on over to third. Two down in the eighth inning. The Dodgers have Charlie Neal at third base, and Elmer Vallo is coming up. He singled to center, fly deep to right, and walks. 1-for-2 for his efforts this afternoon with the Wood, batting at 329. Fred Haney comes out to the mound to talk with his pitchers. So let's quickly duck a station break in. Pause for station identification. Brooklyn Dodger Radio Network.
Dial 1460 WOKO, Albany, New York. WOKO, the Capital District's most talked about station, with downtown studios in the Hotel Wellington. It's a minute and a half before 4 o'clock.
Pick up the threads of the action now as Haney is stomping back to the Braves dugout. Elmer Vallo stepping up to the plate. Charlie Neal at third. Last half of the eighth inning, 2 down and 1-1 tie. And the pitch to Vallo is a soft curve that's high for ball one. At the end of 4 innings, the Yankees and the White Sox in their first game tied at 1 apiece. Bill delivers. Vallo swings. It's a high fly ball to right field. And he passes back right up against the board. Calls it down to the out. After it dies, it's off. That's right. Vallo has driven Papko deep. No runs. There were no base hits for the Dodgers in the eighth. John O'Neill was left at third. So at the end of 8 full innings of play, it's Milwaukee 1 and the Brooklyn Dodgers have 1.
Well, we go to the ninth now in a 1-1 ball game that saw both clubs get a run in the first inning and nothing since then. For the Milwaukee Braves, Aaron, Covington, and Torrey to face Johnny Potter. So right back to the action, and for Schaefer Bear, here's Al.
So to the meat side of the Milwaukee batting order, Hank Aaron stepping in. He's singled to left field. That was back in the first inning, and since that time, he's rolled out twice. So he's 1-for-3. Johnny Potter makes the first pitch, and Aaron takes it outside for ball one. This is Padres' ball game to win it or lose it. Magley went 7 here this afternoon and was listed for a pinch hitter in the last half of the 7th inning. Padres' full curve is swung on and bounced foul right off the mask of Roy Campanella. 1-ball, 1-strike is the count on Hank Aaron. He'll be followed by Wes Covington and then by first baseman Frank Torrey. Top half of inning number 9. Slow curve to Aaron. He starts to go and changes up, takes it low, and the count is 2 balls and 1 strike. Aaron right now batting at 348, the very same percentage he carried into the ballgame. The 2-1 delivery by left-hander Padres is a fastball. It's high above the letters for ball three. Johnny back on the 3-1 count with a soft curve, and it's swung on. Hit out to center field. Coming on board is Duke Snyder. It's an easy chance for the Duke, and he's got it. 0-1 out. Rodgers gets by the big man in the top of the ninth inning. Wes Covington, hitting number five in the Braves' order, playing in left field, has struck out twice, and he's rolled out to shortstop Charlie Neal. At 0 for 3, Covington is batting at 278. Left-hand hitter. Rodgers starts to crank up, delivers a curve in there to Covington. That's under the knee. One ball, no strike. If you're looking ahead to the last half of the ninth inning, the Dodgers will be sending up Cimoli, Hodges, and Campanella in that order. And if anyone else is needed, perhaps Zimmer. Rodgers delivers 1-0, and Covington cuts that ball foul off the left field side. That's going to fade into the crowd, out of play. One ball and one strike. Have come up with two runs in the top half of the seventh inning. They're still at bat, and they're leading the Giants now, 6-4. Philadelphia took St. Louis, first game 6-2. Cincinnati beat Pittsburgh 9-6. Rodgers fastball to Covington, straightens him right out of there. Two balls, one strike. Covington digging in again. Rodgers, big heave and a sigh. Starts to his motion now. Comes into one with an overhand fastball. And it's wrapped to right field. Gino Cimoli backing up to the board. Grabs it. Line drive by Covington. All down by Gino Cimoli. Two down in the top half of inning number nine. The batter will be Frank Torrey. He was just as hot as a pistol, getting two doubles to right field. And then in the sixth inning, he was cooled off when he hit a bounding ball to first baseman Gil Hodges. So he's 2-for-3, hitting at 278. They're all left-hand hitting first baseman, taking the place of the injured Joe Adcock. Rodgers works to him. Fastball is chin high. Ball one. The play is a slider in there for a strike. One ball and one strike. Crandall warming up down in the Braves' bullpen. Maybe Sawatsky's had it for the day. 1-1 delivery. Soft curve. Back story waiting there. Two balls, one strike. Ready now with his 2-1 pitch. Torrey, two down, the base is empty, top of the ninth, 1-1 tie. Rodgers sails it in there, and the pitch is low inside. Three balls and one strike to count on Frank Torrey. Should he get on, Pasco, the schedule will be coming up. That Milwaukee bench certainly has dwindled with the injuries they've sustained. Pasco out, Mantia out, Bruton out. Overhand fastball in there for the second strike. Both got mandatory, 3-2. Manager Haney was moaning a little bit about the fact that he didn't have that fence busting power he had when they started the season. 3-2 pitch now on Torrey. Down it comes, curveball, hit down to the right side, just there, pass charges down into the corner. There goes Torrey on his way to second. Cimoli chases that ball, picks up, throws in, but not nearly in time, and it's a double for Frank Torrey. Torrey's third double to right and four times up. That's the first hit off Johnny Podras. Now Lou Burdette comes out. He's going to run for Frank Torrey. Lou Burdette to run for Frank Torrey at second base. Well, we'll probably get a chance to see a little bit of Nippy Jones. Well, the Braves just got. Brought him up from the Sacramento Felons, Pacific Coast League. Same Nippy Jones that was in the Cardinal organization and played for Philadelphia.
Number 33.
Gilbert at the runner.
Running for Torrey.
Sasco stepping up to the plate now with two down. Burdette running for Torre on at second base. Sasco this afternoon has one base hit and three tries. He singled up the middle to open the seventh inning. Batting at 281. Johnny Padres in a bit of trouble now, and Roebuck backs him up in the bullpen. The pitch to Pasco is just above the letters, ball one. Burdette wandering around out there at second base. Now takes his lead. Padres looks at Campanella, gets the sign, goes to the stretch, checks his runner, delivers an overhand curve, a soft curve, a tie. Two balls and no strikes. Following Pasco, Carl Sawatsky. Schedule will be the hitter, and he's out and on deck. Two down, top of the ninth, 1-1 tie. Burdette steps off second. Padres again. Ozzie delivers a play to soft curve, and Pasco after it hits it out in left center field. Pretty well hit ball. It's going to be up against the boards or in. It's a two-bagger. A fan reached out and caught that ball. So immediately, Tom Gorman came running out and said, it's a two-bagger. Now, Andy Pasco is on a second. He drives the run in. On the Braves here in the top of the ninth inning, lead it. Pasco a double to left center. Caught by a fan who leaned out off the stand. A Padres second hit, first run. Braves lead it now, 2-1. And Nippy Jones is going to come up and do a little batting. Nippy Jones will come up and hit for Sawatsky. Colonel Nippy Jones, back up in the big show. He may stay on to play at first base as Torre was listed for a pinch runner. Burdette scoring the run. Here's the announcement for Jones. We added to get a right-hand hitter in there against the left-hand pitcher, and I think they're going to put him on intentionally. Yep, Campanella motions to first, and Padres pitches way outside for the first ball. So Jones, batting for Sawatsky, will draw an intentional base on ball. There's ball two. Ball three will be in there in a moment. There it comes. Ball four will put Jones on. There's ball four. Donnelly Jones moves off to first base to become the runner now. Runners at first and second for Milwaukee in the ninth. They've scored one run. Go ahead in the ball game, 2-1. Two runs on seven hits. The batter now will be Bob Buell, pitcher. Struck out twice, hit into a double play. Runners take their leads at first and second. The first pitch to Buell, hitting right-handed, is taken through for a strike. Padres ready. Delivers fastball. That's high. One ball, one strike count on pitcher Bob Buell. Andy Pasco is driving away from second. His ground rules double. Pitcher's taking high at the plate. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. Nippy Jones, who batted for Carl Sawatsky, drew an intentional base on balls, is on at first. 2-1 the score. The Braves lead it here in the top of the ninth inning. Roebuck still cranking up down in the Brooklyn bullpen in case Padres should have any more trouble. Johnny pitches and Buell swings and fast hits it. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Padres, after a visit to the rosin bag, whips that new ball and is ready to go. Pasco strides away from second. Jones moves off first. Buell at the plate with a count of 2-2. Padres feeds the curve in there and is swung on and foul tip. Count stays right on. The two balls, two strikes. Tomorrow night, the these same two teams will be at it. Bob Trowbridge will be going against Don Drysdale. Sure hope you have your tickets and you're going to be out here with us. 2-2 delivery. Swung on, bounce back to the mound. Padres has it, turns, throws over to first to end the inning. But in the ninth inning, the Braves come up with one run on two base hits, a couple of doubles, one hit by Troy. Burdett ran for him and scored when Pasco doubled to left center. There were two men left on, there were no errors. The score at the end of 8 1/2 innings of play. It is Milwaukee, 2 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. Brooklyn, 1 run, 5 hits, and 2 errors. Wright, who usually catches Bob Buell, has come out now to pick up the tools for the last half of the ninth inning. Jones, of course, will hit in the eighth position. And hitting in the sixth position, Del Wright, the new catcher. Gino Cimoli will be the first man up here in the last half of the ninth inning. Chicago and the Giants at the end of 6 1/2 innings. It's 6-2. Chicago leading the Giants in the single ball game. Philadelphia took St. Louis 6-2 in the first game, and St. Louis did not score in the top of the first of the second game with Jackson going against Hearn. First game, Cincinnati defeated Pittsburgh 9-6. The first pitch to Cimoli is low for ball one. Second ball game, Nestor will go against Trimble down at Pittsburgh. First of two between the Yankees and the White Sox at the end of 5 1/2, 1-1. Pitch to Cimoli, low, ball two. Buell back, Cimoli takes a curve outside, ball three. First game of two this afternoon, the American League. Cleveland beat Boston 3-2. Baltimore and Detroit, and the sixth. 6-1 in favor of Detroit over Baltimore. First game of the doubleheader. Pitch to Cimoli at the knees for the first strike. 3 balls, 1 strike to count on Gino Cimoli. Last half of the ninth inning, 2-1 the score in favor of the Braves. Buell back to Cimoli, and the fastball is ripped back foul. Full count, 3 balls, 2 strikes. The end of three at Kansas City. First game of two. It's Washington 1, Kansas City nothing. That's Pasquale against Garber. The highlight in that Detroit ball game, incidentally, is that Billy Heff, the pitcher for Detroit, has parked a couple of home runs. Hit two of them. Now the 3-2 delivery on Cimoli, leading off things in the last half of the ninth inning for Brooklyn. You're ready, delivers. Outside for ball four. Base on balls number five given up by Buell. Now there's activity down in the bullpen for the Milwaukee Braves. Left-hander Phillips. Right-hander McMahon. Gil Hodges coming up to the plate now to face Bob Buell. Hodges has one hit. 3 times up. He struck out twice. And then got a single to center field. Buell batting at 308. Buell checks his runners from only, delivers the plate. Hodges swings at the long drive deep to left field. There's a well-hit ball. And that's all, Mahomes. That's it. Gil Hodges drives one into the left center field stand for a 2-run home run. And Brooklyn wins it 3-2. What do you know about that? Boy, everybody got off the bench to say hello to Gil when he came around. Manager Austin's up there, everybody. Well, if you're going to win them, I guess that's the way to do it. The great equalizer, the home run. Equalizer. Mr. Doggett, equalizer nothing. That was a spooky, wasn't it?
Well, that was a real one, Al, and I just had a feeling about it, didn't you?
Yeah, when the way he swung that bat, I said, oh, man, if he ever connects, that's got it.
Yes,
he's
sir.
Got it. Well, let's see. For Hodges, that's his 11th home run of the year, and he's now driven in 41 runs.
Huh?
You close it up, Jerry, because I don't have any tonsils now.
Okay, Al, one thing I wanted to remark. I was watching Bob Buell walk to the dugout, and Bob, of course, was a real sad figure as he walked all alone
to the dugout, and no one said a word to Bob as he walked in. And on the other side of the field, the entire Dodger bench was out there to grab Gil Hodges as he puts a dramatic finish to a great ball game here today as the Dodgers beat the Braves 3-2. Last half of the ninth inning home run after Cimoli had dual walk. First pitch home run by Gil Hodges wins the ball game. In the ninth inning, two runs, one hit, no errors, and none left on as Hodges came through to scope one and win it. For the Dodgers, three runs, six hits, two errors, and Brooklyn left six men on base. And for the Milwaukee Braves, two runs, seven hits, and no errors. The Braves left seven men on the base paths. The winning pitcher was Johnny Podras and his first lifetime victory over the Braves. The loser was Bob Buell, now 9-6, and Buell's losing streak has stretched to four. Podras now 7-3 on the year as Gil Hodges clobbers one in the ninth with one on. Dodgers one run behind. Hodges hit one about eight rows back in the lower deck, and that was the ball game. So a real thriller. The first game of the series goes to Brooklyn. We'll have another one tomorrow night. Boy, you ought to be here and take part. Well, that wraps it up. We'll be sending more play-by-play your way tomorrow night at 7:55 when the Dodgers meet the Milwaukee Braves here at Ebbets Field. You'll be sure to be on hand. Meantime, this is Jerry Doggett speaking for Vince Kelly and Al Helfer for the American Tobacco Company. Tobacco is our middle name on behalf of Lucky Strike, the best-tasting cigarette you ever smoked. And for the F&M Schaefer Brewing Company, brewers of America's oldest lager beer Schaefer. Between now and then, whenever you're thirsty, for real enjoyment, make it Schaefer. It's real beer.
For real enjoyment,
hello.
Get Schaefer, Schaefer beer. For real enjoyment, ask for Schaefer.
It's real beer.
For real refreshment,
say it.
Get Schaefer, Schaefer beer.
Yeah.
For real refreshment, ask for Schaefer.
It's real beer.
Final score again, Brooklyn 3, Milwaukee 2. And now, on behalf of Schaefer Beer and Lucky Strike Cigarettes in cooperation with Sports Network, we wish you all a very pleasant good afternoon.